This is Sherry Punjab Radio, AM 600, Vancouver.
Hello, Brenda, Sat Sri Akal ji, welcome.
Sat Sri Akal, Jasbir, how are you?
Very good. So, right after yesterday afternoon, we discussed this issue from different angles, and we did discuss your statement as well, your response to the minister's response, minister's statement. So, where are we now? Because there's a lot of confusion. People, taxpayers in city of Surrey, they are confused that where exactly we are heading.
Well, where we are right now is really where we were probably 5 days ago or 2 days ago. But I think we have moved the dial a little bit, a very little bit. And that is that the minister has said he has received the report. I did talk to him, and he has received the report. He understands our position that Surrey is the one that designates what our police will be, and we have made that very clear, and the vote on December 16th last year was clear that Surrey is going to remain the RCMP jurisdiction. They do understand the cost implications. Where the challenge was, or where the concern seems to be, and to be frank, we're not clear 100% about that, but where their concern is about how do we staff this? What does the HR look like? How will we get enough police officers on the ground working in Surrey? And I think we have a very good plan for that. That was presented to both the minister and his staff by the RCMP. And I have personally met with the commissioner in Ottawa, and she has made that commitment to Surrey that the RCMP will, in fact, deliver all the human resources, the staffing that they require.
And yesterday when we saw a minister's statement, when he was asking that the Director of Police Services has determined that additional information is required to inform further consideration of the matter and has made a request to the parties for that information. I think when I was going through your statement in response to minister's statement, looks like that you were kind of disturbed at that stage, because what were your expectations and what did you get in minister's response?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was not happy to get that letter. I'm still not happy to get that letter. I do believe that the report that the City of Surrey presented to Ministry was fulsome. It was a good report. And likewise with the one from the RCMP, it was a solid report that touched all the bases that they needed. I have not been privy, however, to the report from the Surrey Police Service because they would not share that with me. The minister has now said that he will give me the SPS, the Surrey Police Service report, so I will get to see that. But I think that is probably where some of the challenge lies, that the three reports didn't match up. And I'm hopeful that when the RCMP, the city, and the SPS all get together, they will see that the RCMP are quite able to deliver the resources they've needed. After all, the RCMP have delivered policing to this city for the last 71 years, and I think they've done a good job. We know that the crime stats in the city have gone down over the last decade for sure, and so I think that's a great opportunity for us to talk to the minister and show the difference between the Surrey Police Service and the Surrey RCMP.
Did you talk to the minister after yesterday afternoon, somewhere in the evening time? That's my first question. And secondly, do you think that him asking about the additional information is a genuine cause? Because this is, according to him, is a very complex affair, and he wants to be double sure before he makes a final decision.
Yes, and you know, in absolute fairness to the minister, he has a very difficult job in making sure that public safety in this province is is maintained. My concern is Surrey, and so that's my concern. His concern is the entire province, and he just wants to make sure that whatever happens here doesn't impact the rest of the province. So I think that's fair for Minister Farnworth to ask for any additional information that he wants. I just wish he would have asked me that 2 weeks ago. We would have been happy to get it to him. And your other question, sorry, Jasbir, I forgot your other question.
I would rather ask you the next one. Yesterday when we were discussing, some of our callers were saying that probably there is some sort of politics in this. The reason because of the delay can be a little bit political as well. Do you sniff that, you sense that politics in it?
Well, not really. I mean, I think the minister just wants to make sure that he's dotted every I and crossed every T in order to get where he wants to get, to be able to feel secure in knowing that we are going to be moving ahead with the RCMP in a way that won't impact other communities. That's his concern. For me, I just want to take care of Surrey. And so he just wants to make sure that all the I's are crossed, or I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. But I will say to you this, that is of crucial importance. We have to make sure in Surrey that we can balance our budget. I will say that the minister, I did raise that with him, he knows we can't even budget until we get this finished. And he also knows and shares our concern about the cost implications. So that's all in front of all of us. We know we have to get this done and get it done quickly. But it is a very important thing. Public safety is crucial to what we do and how we live in our cities safely. And so I think for that, the minister is doing his due diligence, and I'm glad he's doing that. I just wish he would have done it a couple weeks ago.
And what would you say about the hiring process, that even though you want them and the SPS to stop hiring and they're still doing it for whatever reason? No. What's your opinion on that?
Yes, so that's a great question, Jasbir. I can tell you that they have now stopped hiring. They at first did not, but they have now stopped their hiring process. And all city budgets are on a very careful process right now, just because we are into our new year. So every department in Surrey City, as well as the Surrey Police Service and the RCMP, are all tight on their budgets right now. Nobody is doing extra spending. That's the way it is, because we haven't been able to budget for this year that we're in. And so similar to what they do in Victoria, it's like we're on warrants, which means you basically are just at a hold position. You do only what is necessary.
Like I told you that yesterday, we were discussing this issue from all the angles for full 1 hour, and people are kind of in a disturbed state on this stalemate conditions. So I want you to conclude the whole issue directly talking to the people who reside in City of Surrey, and they're kind of in a confused state.
Yeah, so thanks for that, Jasbir. I would say to the residents of Surrey that the RCMP are the police of jurisdiction in our city. They have been for 71 years. They are the gold standard in policing right across the country, but even internationally. I also say that every single police officer in this city, whether they are RCMP or Surrey Police Service, matter a lot to us. They are all doing important work for the city. They run towards danger when we run away from it. We need them, and we need them to come and work for the RCMP, the Surrey Police Service members. So we are with open arms welcoming them. I know in talking with the officer in charge, there is a large number of them that are looking at laddering over or coming over to the RCMP, and that is really great news. But our job is to provide a safe Surrey, but one that we can afford. And there is no doubt about it that if we continue down this road with the Surrey Police Service, it will cost this city a great deal of money. It'll cost our taxpayer way too much, and they simply can't afford it. The city cannot afford it. We're heading into a recession, and I can't do that to our residents. I care a lot about families, and I don't want to see them put additional hardship because of an action the city is doing.
I want to thank you for your time and your patience. Sorry for the morning. Something went wrong. Oh, no. And have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Jasbir. Anytime.
Thank you.
Bye now.
This is Sherry Punjab Radio, AM 600, Vancouver.